Proverbs for the day, February the 9th, Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 3. She hath sent forth her maidens, she crieth upon the highest places of the city. The context is chapter 9, verse 1, wisdom. Wisdom. Will you mark the word or make note of the word sent? Yesterday we talked about called, the call of God. Today we want to talk about sent. She hath sent forth her maidens. Sent is a powerful word. Sent, S-E-N-T, the word sent, as in to send out, is a word that is used constantly in society. If you come across a society, now society doesn't mean it's a crowded city. A society might be a county that's sparsely populated, but they have decided to have rules and they've decided to have a social accountability. And in every part of life, this word is used. It's a powerful word. Now, to a New Testament believer, to a Bible-believing Christian, it's especially powerful, this word sent. She has sent forth her maidens. When the Lord dealt with the people of God in the Old Testament, we don't find him sending them into all the world. For example, he sent them into the promised land. But if we'll go back to the beginning of it all, we notice that Adam and Eve were made and put in a garden. They fell. In order to keep them from becoming eternal monstrosities, the Lord sent them out of the garden. That was an expelling. Okay? He put guardians there so that they wouldn't get back in the garden. So he didn't send them out to preach the gospel as such. He sent them out away from that garden. But then we come across a character after a little while named Abraham. And Abraham was sent. He called him out of Ur of the Chaldees, and he sent him unto some places. And the Bible says he went out not knowing whither he went. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 that Abraham never got there. And in reality, Isaac never got there. Jacob never got there. Even when he changed Jacob's name to Israel, even when God had defined what would become the promised land, the inheritance of all of Jacob's seed, they still hadn't got there yet. So Abraham was sent unto, from, and he kept going all his life. Every time he, or Isaac, or Jacob tried to settle down, the Lord would stir things up. Eventually, Jacob and his boys end up down in Egypt. They are there for a while with a blessing while Joseph led them, a wonderful type of Christ. But then, friend, they turned against him. And finally, he had to call his son out of Egypt, Israel, his son, small s, and he brought him out. And because of their lack of faith, they wandered, and then they went into the promised land. Now, a New Testament believer does not have an earthly inheritance in this life. You see, the children of Israel were not told to go out and conquer other lands. They were given a specific land to conquer themselves. For us as a New Testament believer, that pictures our individual life. It pictures us, our being, as being what God wants to have rule over and rule in. It's a place in which we are to cast down imaginations and submit things to Jesus Christ. But the New Testament Christian then finds this world, the word sent, all over the place. The example, he sent John the Baptist down there to preach and baptize. Then the Lord Jesus Christ, if you remember when he started his recognizable earthly ministry, he purposely went to the temple at 12. But then after that, he went and he made it a point to say this: the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, Luke 4. The New Testament believer is sent. We're not sent to conquer a land. We're not sent to set up buildings as such. We're not sent to settle down in this world. In fact, we're sent just like Abraham was sent. Because in this life, we're not to settle down. That doesn't mean you won't live somewhere for many, many years if God tells you to in ministry. But we're not to settle down. We're to go till we drop. Why are we to do that? Because we are sent not to a place like Israel was. We are sent to a people called the Gentiles. So he tells them, go ye into all the world. You cannot explain that away dispensationally. You might try to place that verse somewhere else or whatever. You may try to give us some Jewish thing, but I'm just telling you, never divide your Bible by books. Do not divide your Bible by books. Divide it by teaching. Divide it by the time period in which God is dealing. But it's just a dangerous thing. I've seen way too many come out the wrong side of that and very little good come of it. Now, why are we sent? You're sent. Right now, today, you're sent. I'm praying that you'll think of it all day. You'll think, well, you know what? God sent me. I'm sent. We're like scattered seed. We're sent. He sends you out in the community. He sends you to the grocery store. He sends you to the school. He sends you around the block. He might send you around the world. Why are we doing it? We're to preach the gospel. We're to be witnesses unto him. We're to show forth what it is to love him and be disciples just by the way in which we live. Why? Because there is a life to come. Do we want to see others seal their destiny? You see, our promised land is in the next life. And it's indicated by, and it's predicated upon, what we do in this life. You see, the new life in Jesus Christ, until we get our inheritance, is what it's about. The life is supposed to be a victorious life. It's not supposed to be bait. It's not supposed to be something to draw and attract and impress people and gain acceptance of God. Our acceptance that we're working on, and I'm not talking about eternal salvation. He said we labor that we might be accepted. A-C-C-E-P-T-E-D. What does he mean? I want a full reward. And I want as much as I can get of that reward. If I've let him down, and I have, I don't know what I'll lose. But in the meantime, I'm just going to keep right on trying to get that full reward. Now, thankfully, you can't take my reward. And he said, let no man take thy crown. I'm not going to let you take it. I'm not going to let anybody else take it. And that's how you need to be. You see, we're sent. We're sent. Have you thought of it? Today, you're sent. Now, you may not get to go out today and preach the gospel and hand a tract, but you're sent into this world. When you pray, it brings testimony to God. When you go to your prayer closet, nobody but you knows. There's an entire spirit world looking on, and your prayers are being recorded forever. When you do your duties, Colossians 3, heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, it's going to count because you're sent. This is not your home. This world is not my home. I am just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Child of God, just like wisdom sent forth her maidens, just like the Lord sent the Lord Jesus Christ to earth, just like he sent his disciples out, and wherever you're at right this minute, the gospel came from Jerusalem, up through Antioch of Syria, and whatever part of the world you're in today, it has gone east to west, around the world, to you. Because someone was sent, now it's your turn.